youth ministry and then preaching and camp and even playing basketball. That's a really blessing to me, and then bringing Jin and Isaac to hear service and nursery and that kind of thing is a real blessing for me. So, and today I'd like to share a little bit of gospel of Gospel of John, chapter 15. Since last year, I preached the Gospel of John, and this month we reached the chapter 15. So I'd like to share the first part of John 15. And I really love the Apostle John and his gospel, because his gospel is so simple sentences with really, really deep doctrines. So that's because that I think I liked it so much. So let's pray first. Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessing upon us. Thank you that we have the Lord's Day, so we can start every week with good spiritual food and fellowship with you and your people. Father, we want to finish this Lord's Day with worshiping you again in this evening service. So we ask your blessing upon this message. We ask this thing in Jesus' name. Amen. So prophecy of Emmanuel, which means God is with us, was prophesied by Isaiah in Old Testament. And the idea of God residing with his people was foreshadowed in the relationship between God and Israel people. But however, when Jesus Christ, born as a man and came into the world, the prophecy of Emmanuel fulfilled. So the union between God and his people was clearly known by Christ's life and ministry and his words. So in John chapter 15, Jesus Christ explained more about the union between God and his people. That is a spiritual union, actually, between God and his people. And he compares that spiritual union with the description, which is a vine tree and branches. So if you have a Bible, please turn to John chapter 15, verse 1. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is a gardener. And verse 5 says, Christ said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. So the reason that Christ used this comparison is because the branches ought to be connected to the trees. That's the branches' reason of existence. In verse 1, the word true can be antonym of false, but it could be also antonym of imperfect. So Christ is the perfect vine tree, and those who believe are the branches of vine trees. Imperfect sinners can be perfect if they united to Christ. The Solomon made a conclusion. He said, fear God and keep his commandment is man's all. But only man can accomplish this truth when we connect it to the Lord. I believe one of the reasons why Jesus Christ to make this description, why he describes man as branches, not just many branches, but the vine tree, I think that because the character of man's imperfection. A vine tree is not a strong tree, and it's not useful tree like a cedar tree. A cedar tree is very strong and upright, is high. They are used. Cedar trees are used in Bible to describe the uprightness of God. In fact, Solomon used the cedar trees to build the temple of God. But in contrast, vine tree, if you see the vine trees, you know, the trees are very small and weak, and the branches are not strong. So they cannot be used as a building construction. So sinners like that, the branches of vine tree, they have no words for building a house or temple without grapes, the fruits, the vine tree and the vine branches are worthless. That we are. However, the branches of vine tree become very valuable when they bring forth the choicest grapes. Through Christ, worthless branches may bear the choicest grapes. God used this description in Isaiah chapter 5. Chapter 5, 2 says, "He dug it up and cleared out its stone and planted it with choicest vine." So the choicest vine tree is the perfect vine tree, which is Jesus Christ. So the great fruit which people bear is their righteousness and holiness and goodness. That's the spiritual fruit. Christ chose people to connect to him, and he is a perfect vine tree so that they can live a righteous life. This is the just grace and love of the Lord. In the Old Testament, God chose the Israel people from among many nations, not because they are great people, but because God loves them even though they are small and weak. That's what Deuteronomy 7 says. "The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all people, but because the Lord loves you." So God chose the smallest nation, Israel, and he became God of Israel. And he saved them from the hand of Pharaoh, and he gave his perfect and holy law to them so they can be holiest nation among the Gentiles if they kept the law of God. The salvation of Israel shows the salvation of all God's people, because Christ died for our sin and we became righteous before God. We are willing to obey the law of God for our righteous life. Those who are saved by the Lord are not greater than others, but weaker and lower. So that's why the Apostle Paul reminded this fact to the Corinthian church. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing, the things that are that no flesh should glory in his presence." So in order to glorify God's glorious name, God chooses sinners like us and unite to him so that we can bring good fruit. The principle of union between God and his people was there from Old Testament, but it is revealed more clearly in the New Testament by Christ. So the union between God and his people, it was a spiritual thing through Christ by Holy Spirit. The shadow of Christ of Old Testament is revealed clearly, brightly in New Testament. The perfect vine that God planted in Isaiah chapter 5 was Jesus Christ. And however, Jesus said, there are branches bearing fruit, but there are branches without fruit. Branches bearing fruit are cleansed ones who are already united to Christ. That's the verse 3 in chapter 15. "You are already clean because of the words which I have spoken to you." Because Christ cleansed our sin with his blood, we belong to him. Ephesians chapter 5 says, "Christ, the head of the church, and we are his body." Just like a perfect union between wife and husband, they are become one body. We are now body of Christ. Jesus said his disciples are already clean because of his word. So the word of Christ has the power to clean, power to sanctify a man. That's Ephesians 5:26 says, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. So the word of God opens our heart and realize the grace of God and then how sinful we are. So the word of God has power to do that. Therefore, the cleansing is justification. So cleansing talking about here in chapter 15 is justification. It's a one-time action of God. They are already cleansed. It's always good to remember the Westminster Shorter Catechism. It's number 33. Justification is an action of God's free grace, wherein he pardons all our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. So it's a one-time action. However, Christ did not stop there, but he commanded his disciples to continuously remain in him in order to bear fruit. That's verse 4, if you have Bible. Verse 4 says, "Abide in me, I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." So man cannot bear any righteous fruit by our own strength. We cannot keep breathing because God preserved our life and he gives strength to live. So similarly, if man does any good things, that's because God strengthened him to do that. In verse 5, Christ removed our vague expectation that man might do some good things with his own conscience, with his own power. But Christ said, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I am in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." So that's the truth. Therefore, we need to totally depend to the Lord. We should not be satisfied with our former experience of our salvation that happened a long time ago, nor with the past days when we walk closely with the Lord. Those things should not be satisfied us, but rather, now, at this moment, today, and tomorrow, we need to cling to the Lord as much as possible spiritually. Starting with our day with prayer and reading Bible, meditation, and walk closely with the Lord, and listen the small voice of Holy Spirit from our heart. That is a way to walk with the Lord closely. And when we do that, when we unite to Christ, then we live like a live man, not a dead man. Sometimes I feel like I live like a dead man. So I'm so regret not walking with Christ. But sometimes I feel really happy and joyful because I cling to the Lord whole day. That's what I feel like. So that's how we are. We are branches of the true vine. If you see the verse 2 here, "And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit." So God prunes his children because he wants his children to bear more fruit. Therefore, pruning is discipline. It's a sanctification. It is a continuous work of God toward his people. So let's go back to Westminster Shorter Catechism, number 35. "Sanctification is the work of God's free grace, whereby we are renewed in whole man after the image of God, and are enabled more and more die unto sin and live unto righteousness." So sanctification is not a one-time action, but it's a continuous work of God toward his children. When God's children stumbled because of sin, they are disciplined by God Because our God is good Father, He cannot overlook our sins. But He trains us many ways so that we would bear more righteous fruit. Proverbs 3:12 says, "For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights." God is a good father. As a good father, sometimes He chastens us with a gentle voice, just like Christ did to Peter after His resurrection. There's a so encouraging scripture. Sometimes God reminds us with gentle voice so that we have a chance to grieve on our sin and so we can go back for the repentance. Sometimes God directly chastens us by driving us into the tough situation, like King David. David fled from his son. He had many problems with his children. So God's chastening is not easy, but tough to endure. However, as a result, God's children are trained to obey the word of God, and they bear more fruit. Hebrews 12:11 says, "Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." And we can see the perfect example of obedience from Jesus Christ. Although, when we think about the plan of salvation, although the God is powerful, God the Father can do all things by Himself. He can save all people by His providence, His power and grace. But the plan of salvation was fulfilled by the obedience of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So likewise, without our obedience to God, there is no righteous fruit in our lives. Then another encouraging thing is Christ promised that He will answer every prayers that we'll do. He said in verse 7, "If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, it shall be done for you." In order for us to bear more fruit, God will answer our prayers. When Christ is truly our Lord for every moment, whatever our desire will be God's pleasant will. This is why everything we ask in Christ will be done. As a God's children, our earnest prayer to be more holy and to bear more fruits, that kind of a prayer cannot be forsaken by God. And it is because it's God's pleasing will. And God will always answer our earnest prayer about our desire to shine His glory through our lives. That prayers cannot be forsaken by God, because that's already His pleased desire. So that's why 1 John 3:21-22 says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." God receives glory from righteous fruit of His children. By their good conduct, people in the world recognize them as a disciple of Christ. However, we need to also remember there are branches without fruit, branches which don't bear fruit. That's the verse 2 says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away." Those branches which don't bear fruit are those people who don't trust and believe Jesus Christ. Those people want to bear their own good fruit by themselves without any help from God. They don't believe the power of blood of Christ, and they don't believe the power of the word of Christ. So God said He will take away those people, those branches. In fact, God took away many Jews who did not trust Jesus, but arrogantly wanted to be righteous before God with their works. That's why Paul says in Romans 11:12 says, "Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear." Now many of Jews were taken from the true vine tree, but many Gentiles were brought into the Christ body by their faith. Verse 6 in today's scripture says, "If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned." Anyone who is not connected to the origin of life, Jesus Christ is the origin of life, will be withered. Withered branches cannot bear any fruit, so they are worthless, and their destination is go to the fire. And there is a hell in Jesus Christ talking about here, where the eternal death is. Eternal life is only given to those who are connected to origin of life, that's Jesus Christ. So therefore, let's obey God's word and follow the voice of Holy Spirit with our union to Christ, so that we can bring more spiritual fruit, good fruit, and we can glorify God with those fruit. And enjoy your walking with Christ, which gives peace and confidence to your soul. And if you are not, if you are withered branch, you feel like you are a dead man, just go to Christ as you are with your broken heart. Then he will always accept you as you are, and he will give you a living water, and then you will never thirst again and bring righteous fruit more and more. Let's pray.